Father James Martin has just posted on social media that he met with Pope Francis in a private audience, and Pope Francis, according to Martin, has reiterated his view that there are many good, holy, and celibate seminarians and priests with homosexual tendencies. Stay tuned for more and whether or not this is true, and if it actually contradicts with what we have seen from Pope Francis so far, where over four times now he has said that people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies should not be admitted into seminary. So I was not expecting to do a show right now live, but here we are. I literally just got off another stream where we did a live show maybe less than an hour ago covering that Pope Francis again, a second time, has used a slur about homosexual people, starting with the letter F and rhyming with Bob Saget's last name. Has once again used that term, and not only that, but now at least for the fourth time as of yesterday, has said that people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies should not, I repeat, not be admitted into seminary, reiterating that 2005 document from the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith saying just that. Something that Pope Francis has reiterated and confirmed in 2016, 2018, last month, and yesterday. Four times. Count them. One, two, three, four. Four times he has said that. I did a stream showing that, again, less than an hour ago. I also addressed this alleged email that someone sent to Pope Francis, and Pope Francis allegedly wrote back to him, telling him, hey, go forward with your vocation into seminary. And he allegedly wrote this to a homosexual male. We heard stories like that that contradict what Pope Francis has been saying about homosexuals being admitted into seminary. Now, of course, I showed they didn't provide any evidence for that. Whereas I've shown you over four times now, Pope Francis has said the opposite. So make of that whatever you will. But as soon as I got off the stream, I opened up my social media and I saw Father James Martin just posted this. And I said, you know what? I want to address this because I'm seeing a couple problems with it. And I'm sure it's going to make its rounds. And stuff like this comes up every time Pope Francis says something critically about homosexuality. There's always Father James Martin and a few others behind the scenes doing stuff like this. And so I'm calling it out. Let's look at it. He says, dear friends, I was deeply honored to meet with Pope Francis for an hour-long conversation today at Casa Santa Marta. Today, which would be June 12th, and Pope Francis said yesterday that homosexuals should not be admitted into seminary. So yesterday, Pope Francis said that. Now, Father James Martin says he just met with Pope Francis for a private conversation for over an hour, but with his permission to share this. The Holy Father said he has known many good, holy, and celibate seminarians and priests with homosexual tendencies. And let me stop right there. Okay. I'm sure there are some holy men who are celibate who have that orientation. I'm sure there are, and I'm sure Pope Francis knows them. And I imagine that they are holy if they're living celibate. But that doesn't contradict what Pope Francis literally said yesterday, Father James Martin, that people with this orientation should not be admitted into seminary. Yes, they exist. And yes, in some cases they're holy. that doesn't negate the fact that Pope Francis has said for the fourth time now that they shouldn't be admitted into seminary. But you see how he plays this little these little games? Because saying that there are good and holy people doesn't mean that they should be admitted into seminary. Both can be true. So even if Francis said this, which again, we have no actual evidence that he said it. We don't have a transcript. I don't know what he said, how he said, what context. I will show you what I can verify in just a moment, though. And then you compare it and contrast it with what he's posting here. But even if it's, you know, in the way that Pope Francis said it, according to Father James Martin, that doesn't negate what he literally just said yesterday, Father Martin. And you don't address that, do you? Instead, you subtweet against Pope Francis. Do you agree, Father Martin, with Pope Francis when he says homosexuality is a sin? Or are you in dissent against the magisterium when it teaches that? That'd be something that you might want to tweet about. Come out and say what your position actually is. I think we know what it is, but why don't you tweet about that? But, okay, I don't see an absolute contradiction here, but look how he spins it. Once again, he confirmed my ministry with LGBTQ people and showed his openness and love for the LGBTQ community. Absolutely. We should love people who are struggling with same-sex attraction. I support that. Pope Francis supports that. Absolutely. I even support ministries that have an outreach to this community. Of course, we need to have an outreach to every single human being struggling with every particular sin. We could be loving, but that doesn't mean we approve of the sin. Now, Pope Francis has explicitly said on video, that homosexuality is a sin. Does Father James Martin agree with that? He says, it was a great joy to receive his blessing on the 25th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood. And then it's Pope Francis blessing Father James Martin. I think somebody needs to alert Pope Francis to what James Martin is trying to do with this, to what kind of spin he's trying to put on it. Because Father James Martin doesn't just have a ministry reaching out to LGBTQ people. He also has a ministry to normalize same-sex acts. He does it in a very subtle way. He will never come out and just explicitly say, I reject church teaching on this matter. I've never seen him explicitly say that. But he does it in subtle ways by sharing content that does undermine it or leaving certain things out when he addresses the issue. I think we all see what he's trying to do here. He takes a meeting where Pope Francis generously blesses him and sure expresses appreciation for people who want to reach out to LGBTQ people. And even it says, hey, look, there are good and holy and celibate seminarians and priests with homosexual tendencies. Yeah, Pope Francis may even say that. But he doesn't address the fact that Pope Francis literally yesterday just said that homosexuals shouldn't be admitted in the seminary, though. Also, let me show you what we can actually verify versus what we're seeing with Father James Martin here. What we're hearing is secondhand what Pope Francis allegedly said. Let me show you what you can actually verify, what you can really put your hands on. In 2016, Pope Francis once again confirmed the 2005 document on not admitting people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies into seminary. Pope Francis confirms that again right here in this document. This is on page 78 from the document for the Congregation of the Clergy, the gift of the priestly vocation. Right here on page 78, it confirms it. It was big news in 2016. Pope Francis confirmed it. And right here notes that we should, it says, in this sense, the guidelines for the use of experts in the psychological sciences must be taken into account. Another thing that has to be taken into account is the possibility of a candidate having homosexual tendencies, which is, again, if it's deep-seated, the Vatican says it's not admissible. It cites in footnote 289 that very document that tells you explicitly people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies cannot be admitted into seminary. Right here, cannot admit to the seminary or holy orders those who practice homosexuality, present deep-seated homosexual tendencies, or support the gay culture. The 2016 document reiterates that. And guess who signed off on this? Guess who signed off? The Holy Father, Pope Francis, has approved it. You know what else you can verify? Pope Francis has approved this document that says, again, sexual unions that are homosexual in nature are sinful. Right here. God does not and cannot bless sin. He blesses sinful man, but he cannot bless sin, and neither can the church. The church does not have and cannot have the power to bless unions of persons of the same sex. Reiterated once again by Pope Francis in Fiducia Supplicans last year. And again, who signed off on this document? You guessed it. The Holy Father, Pope Francis. Who reiterated that just a few months ago? Again, Pope Francis. Who said on video, homosexuality is a sin? Pope Francis. But, and again, these are things you can verify. Put that against these tweets and Facebook messages from Father James Martin that don't actually negate what Pope Francis has reiterated as of yesterday. And if you haven't seen that video, again, I did it maybe an hour ago. It is a video you're going to want to check out because I give you receipts on everything. It's called Pope Causes Uproar by Repeating Gay Slur, the Explosive Breakdown. I'll put that in the show notes. This is what the thumbnail looks like. Just did it again about an hour ago. I'm getting the impression that what's taking place here is there is an intention on part of Father James Martin and others to subtly undermine Pope Francis and what he says about this situation specifically. And I want to call it for what it is, and I want to ask very, very explicitly. Father James Martin, I think it is high time for you to come out and explicitly say, do you accept what Pope Francis says when he says homosexuality is a sin? Yes, he speaks about various levels of culpability, just like you have for every other sin, of course, but he still says it's sin. Do you accept that? He also says gay marriage is not a marriage. You have said otherwise. Do you agree or disagree with the magisterium on that? Come out and explicitly answer these questions. I think that people deserve to hear what your position is. Do you agree with the magisterium? Or are you in dissent against it? Because you present yourself as if you're in line with Pope Francis, and Pope Francis is in line with you. But if you compare what you say and what Francis say, night and day, Francis says gay unions are not a marriage and cannot be approved or blessed by God. You have indicated otherwise. Pope Francis says same-sex acts are sinful. You suggest and imply otherwise. It would be nice for you to come out and explicitly say what your position is. Instead of subtweeting, instead of sharing material of other people that will come out and say what their position is, why don't you come out and say what your position is? And instead of sending these little photos of you being blessed for your 25 years of ordination and saying, you know, Pope Francis just said that he's seen, you know, holy gay celibate people. Yeah, okay, I'm sure he has. That doesn't literally negate what he just said. How about you address that? I'd love to hear your thoughts on Pope Francis now four times saying people with deep-seated homosexual tendencies should not be admitted into seminary. And that's, by the way, magisterial. Father James Martin, do you agree with that? Or do you disagree with Pope Francis on that? It'd be nice for you to come out with a Facebook message or a tweet about that. I think we see what's going on here. And somebody needs to alert Pope Francis at this point that he is being used like this. Because most people are just going to see that. They're going to jump to conclusions. And they also might not be aware of what Pope Francis literally said yesterday. And they're going to get the wrong impression. And insofar as that happens, it's a bad move on Francis's part. Because whether he knows it or not, he's allowing himself to be manipulated. I suspect he doesn't know. I think somebody needs to tell them. I don't know if they're going to, but needs to happen. And I think also, again, Father James Martin needs to come out and be very candid with people about his position at this point. Anyways, I wanted to sneak this in because I see other people sneaking in what they're doing. I see what you're doing. So I wanted to sneak in this response. Hit that like button, hit the subscribe button, share this with people who are going to be confused by this kind of stuff. And they're going to clap back and say, oh, but wait, this can't be true because of Pope Francis is blessing Father James Martin. Yeah. Yeah. Send them this video and help them work through that. All right. We'll see you later. God bless.
Have you ever heard someone say that Pope Francis denied the existence of hell, or Pope Francis worshipped an idol in the Vatican Gardens? There are many claims that have been made about Pope Francis for over a decade, and many of them are inaccurate. I've set the record straight in my free ebook called Top 10 Lies About Pope Francis Exposed. Get your free copy today by visiting reason.podia.com.